Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Mary Bird's Backyard Garden. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Mary.
And we're happy you're joining us here today, Mary.
Very happy.
Excited, aren't we? I like it. So we're going to talk about some plant stuff today, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Yes. I like that. I know you have a little surprises for us, some new topics that I'm excited about. But first, as we always do, Mary, what's new in the garden?
Oh, my goodness. Everything is coming to life. Isn't it just beautiful out there?
It is. It's starting to really bloom.
It is. The larkspur is taking off, starting to bloom pink and a dark purple. And those are seeds that our grandchildren threw in the ground haphazardly in 2019, I think it was, wasn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have just come back every single year. They're glorious. I just love them.
You know, and it's nice because you can tell they threw it in there because they literally, it's just kind of sprinkled it all over the place.
So they threw it in there.
They're coming up all over the place, which is nice.
Yes.
So yeah, they are cool. I do like those. And they bloom early, so it's kind of fun to watch.
They do. And they reseed themselves every year.
Oh, so didn't know that.
Yeah, we have never replanted them.
Okay, very cool. I like it.
So that's what's new in the garden, other than, do you have a favorite plant in the garden that you're excited about?
You know, I'm the rose guy. I still like my roses. I'm excited to see the roses starting to come up.
We've got our first blooms on the Julia Child.
Right.
Beautiful lemony yellow. And we have a few blooms on our old blush rose that we got from the Antique Rose Emporium.
Okay, yeah.
And that should come up to be sort of a hedge-like shape and about 5 feet tall.
Nice, yeah. Nice. And how about the plant we talked about last week? Or any Peggy Martins coming up?
Peggy Martin has not got planted
yet. Come on, Peggy.
We got to plant Peggy.
Come on, Peggy.
Maybe she'll be in the ground by next week.
Okay. Well, she could still sprout even if she's not in the ground, right?
She's doing very well in her container.
Okay. Very, very good.
I do love that Peggy Martin.
Yeah, I'm excited. I do. We have a lot of roses. I'm excited. They're all really starting to come to life now.
So they are.
It's kind of cool.
We do have a lot of antique roses out there, which is fabulous.
Yes.
I love the history of them.
That is neat. We went to the Antique Rose Emporium and picked those up. So that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Nice. What else you got in the old garden going?
Well, this week I thought that we would talk a little bit about topiary.
Okay.
So years ago, pretty soon after we were married, you brought home a gift, and it was a giraffe, and it had ivy that was growing on it. Do you happen to remember that?
I remember, I vaguely remembered. I'm going to just be honest with you.
Well, I loved it. Very much. It stood like a foot and a half tall, and it was about 1 foot wide, and it had a fig leaf ivy growing on it. But unfortunately, I think our older sons decided to ride it for a pony.
Yeah.
And
those were rough years with the old crew. I had several kids. So.
Well, at any rate, it really made me interested in topiary. And so, I've always wanted to give my hand a try at it. And this year is going to be the year we're going to give it a try.
Oh, nice. Okay. Looking forward to that.
So I was surprised to read up on the history of topiary. And I just thought it'd be something that was pretty current. I knew in medieval times that monks would have walled gardens and they would grow plants flat to save space so that it could get more foodstuffs in the garden, really. But it even stretches much further back into antiquity than that. And I found out that one of the earliest record being written down of topiary comes from Pliny the Younger.
I'm sorry, who? Plenty the Younger?
Pliny.
Plenty the Younger.
Pliny the Younger.
The Younger, okay.
Yes.
All right.
He actually published some letters, and they were published in about 100 to 109 A.D.
Wow.
And so the art form had been going on much earlier than his writings because they were very skillful at it. They were called topiarius.
Topiarius.
And that means the ornamental gardener.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, from Roman times. And, you know, they were already creating animal shapes. They were creating obelisks, which is kind of trimmed into sort of like a coned tower look. And they also were creating figures.
Wow.
You know, they were hedging cypress, I believe it was. And he liked it. He wrote about it.
That's so pretty awesome. I had no idea it was that old.
Pretty astonishing.
Cool.
And of course, through history, it's sometimes been popular and sometimes it's fallen out of popularity, but it's never totally gone away. And I think that part of it is because sometimes it's super ornamental, but sometimes it's very practical. And so we have some apple trees in our little kitchen garden that I'm trying to grow flat in an espalier.
Yes, yes, yes.
And during medieval times, there was, you know, walled gardens where the monks grew a lot of food. And that's how they grew a lot of their fruit trees, so they could save space.
Neat.
And then the history is pretty convoluted after that. But I was interested that in the 1950s and 60s, Disney is credited as bringing it to popularity in the United States because of Disney World.
Oh, yes, and yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we've always enjoyed those.
You know what? You're right, because when you walk around, they do have a lot of topiary there and
they
figures
do.
And some of their Disney characters.
They do.
That's, yeah, and their gardens are awesome.
Their gardens are astonishingly beautiful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so that's where people really get a look at topiary today, in theme parks, botanical gardens, and zoos, all different types of public places like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wouldn't say it's at the height of popularity right now, but it's kind of medium. I would say it's pretty medium.
And then, so you're interested in doing some here, right?
I'm very interested, yes.
Okay.
And we had really good trips to the garden center.
We did this week,
which I was so happy to get out and go look around, you know. And then I'll tell you about the plants we chose after we talk about going to the natural gardener.
We did. We went to we went to two garden centers, right, this week. And of course, everything's pretty full up, and they've got a lot of stuff there.
They do.
So I know that, we definitely picked some stuff up. I even picked some stuff up. I'm not even the gardener guy, but I picked a few things up for our little things that we're going to put along our railing.
You did.
Our railing. What are they? I don't even know. What do they call those railing pots? Fence? I don't know what they're called. That I put the plants in.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Now I know. Yes. They're like a planter that goes
planter.
On the railing.
There you go. Railing. Okay, we'll call it a railing planter. So I did. We picked those up. We told you guys about that. We picked some of those up cheap a few weeks ago, and we finally got some stuff to put in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked some stuff and planted them and put some things. And don't ask me what I got. You know what I got. I picked stuff that looked cool.
You did. You picked up some calla lily.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You picked up an agapantha.
Oh, agapantha. Okay.
Agapanthus. And you picked up several sun-loving annuals.
Yes, because the back porch gets a lot of sun. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure it was a sun. That I did look. I make sure we were sun, you know, sunny guys. They wanted the sun.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, I did pretty good. I think I did. And I got an agave plant.
You did. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Figuring that I couldn't kill that thing. So.
Oh, it's a variegated agave. I don't know the variety right offhand, but the margins on the leaves are light yellow. It's very beautiful.
See? Look at that. I picked a few things. And then, of course, you know, we couldn't have gotten. You had to pick a few things too, right?
I did. Actually, it took me a long time walking around the garden center. I think I walked your feet off.
Yes, we did a lot of walking. It was hard to make a choice. Yes, I
what
know. We kept
to do
circling.
For topiary.
We kept circling around and around.
We did.
But you finally made some choices.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to try my hand at a traditional plant or if I wanted to try something a little bit different. But eventually, I did choose a Meyer lemon.
Yes.
I chose an improved Meyer lemon and to grow it to have a long trunk and then sort of a ball on the top. And I think they're just lovely. They're very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're cool. They're kind of like the blow pop tops on them, right?
Yes. That's very funny.
Well, that, I don't know what to call them.
That's actually called a standard.
Oh, okay. Standard blow pop, we're going to call them.
Okay. From now on, that's what I'm going to think of when I come
in the front door. That's what they look like.
But, you know, they are not only really good for having fruit, but they're also a good nectar source for swallowtail butterflies and for your bees.
Oh, cool.
So I like that. I like to do pollinator.
I like that too.
Things. And I was interested to learn that this particular improved Meyer lemon was labeled with a flying dragon rootstock.
Whoa.
So when we get citrus varieties, usually they're not grown on their own roots. They're usually grafted. And the flying dragon rootstock is very good choice for growing in a container because it's a dwarfing rootstock. And in citrus especially, that does make a difference, you know. The second thing about the flying dragon rootstock is that it has really good cold weather resistance. So it's more cold hardy than most of your others. And I read that it's good down to about negative 20 Celsius. Okay. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know what that means, but I think in our climate, we will probably just lightly protect it if it gets to be very cold.
No, that's good.
I'm not sure I read that right. But so it's very good for growing in a container where your soil could get a tiny bit more wet than you want it to. Citrus really likes to have their soil evenly moist. They don't like to dry out, and they don't like to get too wet.
So they don't like, as I like to say, wet feet.
I am impressed.
I just pick up little terms that I get a kick out of.
They do not like wet feet.
All right.
But the roots on this rootstock is fibrous, and they grow closer to the surface, which is helpful in not having
wet feet. Okay. Very cool.
So what you want to do, since we're going to be growing it in a container, is take a wooden dowel or chopstick.
Wait. A what?
Like a wooden dowel.
Oh, dowel. I thought said wooden dollar. So what's a wooden dollar? Where are we getting a wooden dollar chopstick? All right. Go. Continue.
A wooden dowel. And insert it about 5 inches into the soil. And when you bring it out, if soil is clinging moistly to the stick, or if you could tell there's moisture, don't water it yet. Let it dry out the top like 3 or 4 inches.
Then give it a good drink. It's like checking a cake.
That's the same thing.
All right.
Good. Good on you. I'm very proud
of
you.
Thank you. Okay.
So that's what we've chosen to do. And here in Texas, they do treat the citrus when it comes into the nurseries. So you don't want to eat the fruit of the citrus for about 2 years after bring it home.
I like Meyer lemons.
But it's going to take a while for it to start producing fruit anyway.
Okay, I'll wait.
And then the second plant that we decided to get is a traditional plant. It's called a Japanese boxwood, and the other name for it is little leaf boxwood. Okay. And so, you know, it's a good plant. It's a good all-around plant. It makes great hedges, and I'm going to try to train it to grow in a little ball form on top of a smaller container that we already have and see how it goes.
Okay.
See if I like that or not. I'm excited about the citrus, but I don't know if I'm going to be really drawn to the boxwood. We'll see.
We'll see. And they weren't crazy expensive or anything, so lay a little play time with them.
And the other thing that we're going to do is we're going to use a special olla with the with the citrus, the Meyer lemon. Mm-hmm. We're going to use an olla made by the company Dripping Springs Ollas. And we happened across them when we went on our field trip to the Natural Gardener.
Oh, so I just want to clarify. So it was a field trip.
It was a field trip. It was a field trip for me.
Okay, I got it. Yes, all right, I got you.
It was a shopping expedition.
Yeah, it was definitely a shopping expedition. But well, field trip, okay.
It was a field trip.
All right, mm-hmm. I like it.
So they are, you know, we don't get down there very often. They're a little ways away from mm-hmm. us, so.
They were cool. Yeah, the Ollas were cool down there. I know last time we talked about it, we made some.
We
but
did.
But the ones down there were really cool that were already, like, pre-made.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice.
They're perfectly proportioned.
Yeah, they were very cool. And they got the little top that pops off, and you can put the water in them and stuff.
And they have a wider hole to get the water in, which is super nice.
Yeah, nice. Very cool.
So,
we're going to follow you on your topiary
adventures. Oh, I didn't say what you could clip with. And one of the reasons I really thought I might like topiary is because in the very back of our garden, we have a shrub, and it's called a sunshine ligustrum.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, every year I take our electric shears and I go out there and I go whack-a-doodle on the thing.
Yeah.
Right? And shape it into, you know, it's a regular head shape.
Right.
But it's so fun to do that. And I don't think I'm going to be using head shears.
I hope not. On the Meyer lemon.
But you could use some pruners. Make sure that you clean whatever you're going to be using to clip. Clean it with alcohol because you don't want to spread any type of disease from plant to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some grass shears would be good for the boxwood. They look kind of like scissors and
you
use your full hand to clip them, to clip with them. And I think a pruner would probably be good for the Meyer lemon. And I think you do that in mid to late summer.
Well,
if I understand.
It'll be very fun. And, you know, once you get going, we have them a little bit established. We'll put some pictures up on the blog at marybirdgarden.com. Everybody can take a look at them and follow along with your adventure.
That would be very fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun. So have another thing on your plate now. You have to be a topiarist. Is that what it was? That what he called? Lenny called it?
A topiarist.
Plenty? What was his name?
Pliny the Younger.
Pliny Younger. Topiarius. You're
Pliny the Younger.
Oh, Pliny the Younger. All right. Am I Jeff the Older? So.
Well, there was a Pliny the Elder.
Okay, well. All right, well, very fun. I know you're looking forward to it. It took you a long time to figure out which ones you wanted to use.
Oh, my. Yes. A
couple trips back and forth, but you finally figured it out.
Because there's so many plants that are a possibility.
Right.
You could do hibiscus, for instance. They do hibiscus in a standard form. And I think sometimes in the hibiscus, they'll grow it, they'll braid the trunks and grow it up and call it a lollipop head.
See?
Yep.
Blow pop, yep. Lollipop, same thing.
Same thing.
Okay.
Anyways, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's quite a variety.
Okay. And before we leave this topic, I do want to mention that I picked up a couple of lawn art, garden art things.
I was wondering if you were going to talk about that.
I did. I have the, one is a round metal, very nice little piece of art that's, I think they're hummingbirds basically on there.
Mm-hmm. So very colorful.
It is very colorful. Mm-hmm. And we put that on the fence that surrounds our little garden area that we have, mm-hmm. Our separate little garden area. And then I bought a metal butterfly.
Oh, I love it.
That I stuck out there.
So. I love it. It's very beautiful. It's about 6 inches by 6 inches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. And then the other thing, I got a pole and put up, we had a weather station that Mary had bought
That's
me.
That's right.
Halfway put it up at one point, the wind blew. I didn't put it up right and the wind blew it and then knocked it down. So we've been waiting to get a more sturdy pole for it. And we did that.
We did.
We got that mounted out there, so now we can sit inside and tell what the temperature is out there, what the wind speed is, and all that. It's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
It's kind of
cool. Records the rain.
And it records the rain, which, you know, it'd be nice if we got some. So far, it's been a zero, but hopefully we'll get some here coming
up
in the next week or so.
Yes.
But yes, so we are doing some stuff in the garden, and I'm trying to do a few things myself, kind of following along with you.
So. I like it. Oh, my goodness. You're very artistic.
Yes, I am very, very artistic. I
call on your eye all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So that was, you know, we had some great trips. It was definitely field trips. Let's call them field trips.
Yes. Yeah. It's been so fun to get out on the field trips.
It has. It has. There's a lot of stuff. The garden centers are loaded right now with stuff. So it's kind of a cool time to be out there.
Every time we walk through the garden center, we can't make it very far. We're continually stopping going, oh, what's this? Oh, what's this?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Of course, I haven't heard of a lot of things, but there was even stuff you hadn't heard of. So it was kind of cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love learning more about different varieties.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about, do you have anything else for us? Any kind of interesting plants that you saw?
Actually, we did pick up one of those plants that we stopped and said, ooh, what's this? And it is called a camellia.
Okay.
A camellia japonica, I think, is the name. Okay. And the variety is called Dad's Pink.
Okay. I like that. Mm. I
like that. When it was labeled at the nursery, I thought it was Dad's Fink.
Yeah, you did. And I was talking about Rat Fink and the old Rat Fink shows or comics and stuff. But they mismarked that one.
They mismarked the label.
That was okay.
But the interesting thing about this camellia is that when it blooms, it's a beautiful mid pink, but it's striped with both dark pink and white.
Oh, nice.
And it should have a yellow center, like a sepal, a little bright yellow sepal that comes out. And I'm very excited about growing this. I've never grown a camellia before. But because I think that they're pretty good in the eastern part of the United States because they do love a nice acid soil.
Okay.
Along with, you know, magnolias and azaleas. They're very much into the acid thing. So we'll have to be careful about that. This camellia evidently does very well in container growing things, so you could kind of help the soil out that way here. And they are super nice because they're going to bloom from midwinter all the way through till early spring.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And it could get to be, like if it's grown in the ground and it's very happy, it could get up to 10 feet tall. And it'll bloom all winter.
Oh, nice.
So I'm excited about that one. We're going to give it a try.
Look at that. Gave that one a shot. And I'm excited to see that one. That was a cool pickup. I do remember you called it the Fink.
The Fink.
And I was wondering why they would call it that. But
we didn't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We know.
We don't know. And then I did want to give everyone an update since we did visit the garden centers this week and we purchase some things. The money tree that we that I picked up a few weeks ago, I'm sad to say, has still not produced any actual money. I'm waiting on that to occur.
But you did buy some golden money wort today.
I did. You did buy some gold. Yes.
Known as Creeping Jenny.
Creeping Jennies. Okay. I do love the love the names of these plants. They're easy to make fun of. Let me put it that way. But yeah, I'm still waiting on a money tree to produce some money. And then we can, you know, buy a lot more stuff. But if that doesn't happen, we'll still look at it.
Good.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'll hold you to that.
All right. Well, do you have anything else for us today, Mary?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you. And we'll, guys, we'll put some pictures up of some of the stuff we talked about at marybirdgarden.com. Hope you guys get a chance to visit that. And we really appreciate everyone joining us here at the podcast. We can tell we definitely have fun with it a little bit. I think we're passing on some good information, too. And like I said, we're definitely DIYers, but Mary she does her research on stuff. So she's got a lot of good information she's able to pass off. So until next time, this is Jeff.
And Mary.
And we hope you guys join us next week.